Wilson, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
While attempting to reach Rodden by a little-used jungle track, Ann Vernon is captured by Gord's men. Rocky, Mitch, and Yan desperately try to rescue her. Held up by a machine gun, Rocky decides to cross a nearby swamp. Yan, however, begs him not to.
No, Rocky, you must not.
Why not? It's our only chance of saving Ann.
Do as I beg, please.
Say, you sound sort of scared, Yan.
That place is known as the Swamp of Death.
It certainly smells.
Yeah, and in this light, it looks kind of creepy.
Believe me, none of my people would enter it.
But there's nothing to be afraid of, is there?
Yes. Death lurks there. It is the home of huge crocodiles and the Negasaur.
Yeah, they won't eat it. What, crocodiles?
Yes, and they are much larger than you have ever seen.
Well, we have machine guns here, and that'll soon quieten them.
That is not all, Rocky. Our greatest danger is the Negasaur.
Eh?
What's that?
A huge beast, some 40 to 50 feet in length. The Negasaur is similar to the Brontosaurus that has been extinct for thousands of years on your Earth.
Oh, I see.
Many have been seen in this swamp.
Well, we're not afraid of any animals.
They should say not that very much.
Rocky, the Negasaur attacks human beings.
Hmm?
Many of my people are killed each year by it. I beg of you not to go through that swamp.
But, Yan, we've got to. We must get in front of Gold's men to save Ann.
Hey, say, Rocky.
Listen, you two can stay here and I'll go alone.
Oh, don't be such a hero, pal. If you go, I go. Even though I die of fright.
I will come with you.
Well, come on, let's get moving then. We haven't much time. Watch your step and keep your eyes wide open for Gold's men.
Happy Gold?
Address you, sire.
As you wish.
After all, I am king of Venus now. All opposition to my rule has been removed.
There is still Vok Yan and his father to be considered.
We shall soon deal with them, you. They can do little to harm me now. Today I am king of Venus. Within the near future, I shall be king of the universe. King of the universe. It sounds good to my ears.
You have not as yet told me why you are happy.
Oh, yes. Our factories on the central continent are already beginning the mass production of my little robots. They are leaving the factories at the rate of 100 a day. Soon it shall be 1,000, 2,000 a day.
That is good news, sir.
Before many months have passed, I shall have armies of robots. Armies ready and willing to do my bidding without fear or question.
Now I understand.
I shall build the greatest striking force ever known. I shall crush into the dust every world that dares to oppose my wishes.
Sire, which planet shall we attack first?
I have not decided. Perhaps Mars?
Mars? They have nothing that we have not here on Venus.
True, true.
Why not the world known to us as Earth?
Yes.
Earth would be easier to defeat than others. They forever quarrel among themselves there, according to the information our spaceships brought back.
That is right, that is right. Yeah, perhaps we will. Still, I will decide later. Speaking of that world, is there any news of the Earthlings?
I gave you the last report, sire. Our men were following them through the rotten jungle.
Why have they not captured the woman?
Oh, it may not be easy, sire.
They have had time and enough.
They will radio us when they have captured her.
Is there none among them who understand telepathy?
No, sire.
That is a pity. Now that I am king, I shall see that all children are taught the secrets of thought transference, as I shall also insist that they are taught to worship Nut, the sun god, the mother and father of us all. Too long has our world neglected our sun god. Too long have we refused him sacrifices. All that shall be changed before many days have passed.
What is it, sire?
Oh, nothing, nothing really. I was thinking of the Earthling woman. I look forward to being with her. However, let me tell you of my plans for the conquest of the universe.
Even as Gorg speaks, Ann Vernon is being forced quietly along the rough jungle track by his men. She tries desperately to delay their progress so that Rocky and the others can overtake them. She stumbles and falls over rocks, but her guard quickly drags her to her feet.
Oh, leave me alone.
Rat trap.
Stop me pushing. Where's Rocky? Why don't they come?
Emok, Namau.
Take your hand off me. Take him off. Oh.
Emok.
Rocky.
out of his hand, the guard hits Anne across the mouth. Half crying, half screaming, she fights against her captors, but they drag her on. Meanwhile, no more than a mile away, Rocky, Mitch, and Yan plow their way through the squelching, slimy mud of the swamp.
Oh, boy, this joint stinks.
It's pretty foul, all right.
And it's hard work, too. You know, every time I take a step, I wonder whether I'll ever hit bottom.
How much further, Yan?
Another mile at least till we're clear of this.
Oh, that's a pleasant little thought.
Well, it hasn't been quite as bad as I expected.
Nah, but it couldn't be much worse, fella.
It is frightening here, Mitch.
You can say that again.
Listen, where are all the animals you said lived here, Yan?
Oh, why did you have to mention them?
Now, cut out the fooling. Mitch, you're not scared.
Of course I'm not scared.
Please,
I'm terrified.
Please, with an Negasaur, Rocky. We would be doomed should we disturb one.
Mm. What sort of animals are they?
Their bodies weigh many tons.
Oh, it's her. Rocky, you're going to be beating them up.
The filthy swine.
If they harm her, they will live to regret it.
So will Gorg, Anne. He's responsible for this, and he'll pay, too.
You bet he will. I'll pull his nose till it stretches a yard long. I'll teach him to hurt, Anne.
Unless we cut the talking and move, we won't get close enough to do anything.
Yeah, darn tootin'. Let's go.
Only it wasn't such slow work in this mud.
Hey, it's better just here, Rocky. I'm on a solid patch. Come on over.
Mitch!
Hey, this thing's moving.
Jump out of the way. It's a crocodile.
Take him a tonsil.
Watch out for its tail, Mitch. Oh, Mitch, why did you have to shoot?
It was coming straight for me with its mouth open, that's why. And it wasn't trying to kiss me, neither.
Don't you realize what you've done?
Sure, I killed that croc.
And you've told Gorg's men where we are.
Eh? Oh, yeah, I guess so. I'm sorry. I didn't think.
Oh, well, forget it, Mitch.
I was in a spot. It was either him or me. Well, I'm glad it was him, and I'm not sitting in his tummy giving him the hiccups.
Well, I'm glad too, Mitch.
Well, come on, let's push on.
Yeah, the faster the better. Or Gorg's men will make a clean getaway.
Those are my plans for universal conquest, you.
Can we do it so easily, sire?
I swear in the name of Nuts that we shall. We shall rule every planet known to us.
It will take many of our years.
Not as many as you imagine. Who will be able to resist our robot armies with their hydrogen bombs and cosmic ray guns? We cannot fail, especially with Nuts on our side.
But will the father and mother of us all assist us? We have angered him greatly, sire.
Because of our neglect of him. And who is to blame for that? Vokta and his cursed son. They turned our people away from our sun god Nut. They stopped our sacrificial offerings.
And for years our crops have failed.
And they will fail again and again until we turn back to him. Yo, from henceforth our people will bow before him when his warm rays pierce the atmosphere of our world.
So be it, sire.
I promise you, Yo, that we shall return to the ways of our ancestors. To the ways that we Venusians knew before Vokta became president.
Have you decided his fate?
The death is all that remains for him and his son, Yan.
And the earthlings who came with him to our world?
They shall accompany him on his last journey.
Sire, their spaceship has many interesting features.
Especially the metal they used in the ship's hull. We must reproduce that here, Yo. It is a wonderful metal, much better than any that we have developed.
Then I suggest we postpone their death until we learn the secret of its manufacture.
I intend to, Yo. The woman shall not die at once. I am sure she will tell me all I wish to know. Oh, someone is always in need of their king's advice.
Shall I answer the call?
You may.
Say. You must. Say Tartno.
Well?
Our men report they have the Earthling woman.
Good.
I told them to bring her to you at once. They only await an air car to leave for your palace here, sire.
Excellent. You?
Yes, sire?
I have this moment thought of a sacrifice that we shall offer to Nas, the father and mother of us all. After I have, spoken with this woman, we shall offer her to our god, her and the other earthlings. That should greatly please Nas. Yes, greatly please him.
I will be glad when we are out of this swamp.
Well, you're not the only one, Jim. This dump gives me the creeps. I expect some animal to pop out of this muck every step I take.
I'll save your breath and let's keep moving.
What do you think I'm doing?
Well, we're moving too slowly. Don't forget that Gorg's men have Ann.
Oh, there's no need to remind me of that.
Unless we hurry, they'll get away with us.
But take them, Astonsons. What's this?
Rocky, it is a Negasaur.
All right, well, there's no need to panic.
Hey, look, right ahead of us. Those Oh, boy, look.
Yes, I am.
It's terrific, Rocky. It's eaten off the top of that tree.
Oh, gosh, it must be 40 feet high. Run. It has seen us.
Come on, Rocky. It's coming for us. Run while there's time.
Yells his warning, the immense lumbering beast turns slowly toward our friends. For a second, its huge burning eyes stare at them. Then it takes a step forward. Its long neck reaches out and shoots down toward Rocky. Can he fight off this giant prehistoric monster? And what of Anne? There are thrills ahead for you, so be sure to hear the next thrilling chapter of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.